I don't know what that intro is, but we are back on the drop. I'm feeling really, really good, man. We're missing one of the Verge angels here today, but I think these two will definitely make it happen with alongside Dre. We have Camney and Camellia. How you doing, Camney? Camellia? Dre?
Hey.
What's up, guys?
My non-chauvinistic friends.
Here we go again. You know, we're going to take a poll to see if me and Dre have been chauvinistic for the show and see what they say outside. Exactly.
Hello, fellow
humans. But we are back on another episode of The Drop here with, of course, the amazing crew. And I'm not going to lie, I feel good. It was an amazing weekend. My fantasy team won, you know, my local football team won, and I was able to just sit inside and watch football all weekend. Nobody bothered me. It was an amazing weekend, and I just loved it, yo. But something happened, yo. It's like I was watching the game all day. I was just enjoying my Sunday, and then my wife comes in. She's like, "This is what you've been doing all day, you know? What happened to this and this, that, and the third, you know?" And I was like, I was going to get to it. You know, like there's a gap in football time between 1 and 7 that I think should be allotted for me to not be able to do anything, you know? Yeah. So I'm trying to still explain to her. And I understand she knows this too. I think COVID kind of got to her, you know, and she's like, all right, fine. But you know, you got things to do around the house. And I think she just wanted to point that out and kind of mess up my enjoyment because, you know, the games were so good the weekend. So obviously, I've been through this a lot, and nothing happened. Obviously, I finished watching the game, and I moved on, and I made sure I did my chores, you know, to make sure I get that out the way, because I wanted to watch Monday Night Football the next night, you know, so you got to make sure you do what you got to do, you know. So I had an interesting thought as I was doing my chores after the game, and I was wondering how these are the small things that we go through in life, and I just wanted to ask the girls, and obviously Dre, does sports really affect relationships at times? Is there a time that you guys been a part of a relationship or in a relationship where for some reason sports was interfering or possibly made it better? I just want to know from you guys. I'm going to start with Camellia. Has this subject matter ever like kind of like messed up
something? I can say the single one that has been single forever. Anyways, well, I'm gonna base it off of like other people. So basically, all right, you mentioned fantasy football, right? Yes. I can tell you with fantasy football, my brother and his wife, that actually has drew them closer together. That's like something they have fun doing together, like picking their players or something like that. I don't know how it works. Y'all know how it works.
And they compete against each other too. So everybody's against each other. And it's
like a good bonding time.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to like my parents and my dad who watches football, and I didn't even know there, you said there's a gap between 1 and 7. Is that like an intermission or two separate football games?
No, two separate football games, yes. Like there's there's an afternoon.
I don't know. That's crazy to me. Two football games in one day. Anyways, I know for my mom, that's an opportunity for her to get her alone time. And I know she enjoys it. And she will leave my dad alone and let him watch his football. And that's not an issue for her. So as far as I can see, I don't think it's a negative impact on relationships, but I don't know. With you, Genesis, I don't know if you're not doing your chores and your wife is unhappy.
Before I respond, I'm going to go ahead and let Camney jump in on this in terms of like whether you your relationship or other relationships you've been in or people you know. This particular subject, is it a touchy subject in some homes? Do guys got to be sneaking out? Is it flip-flop? How do you feel about this sports and relationships type vibe?
I don't know, because I can only speak for my family, and like the wives in my family respect the whole football thing. And then also for, you know, soccer, like an Arsenal, oh God, who sucks. I'm just kidding.
See, no, he hates Arsenal.
So they just like win? My cousin Dale was here watching the match Arsenal versus, started with a W. What was the last match like a few days ago?
West Brom.
It started with a W.
West Brom.
West Brom.
Oh, he said. Oh, okay. So we watched that game, and then I laughed at him after, and he was very.
He was mad. Yeah,
it makes yeah, he was vexed that how Arsenal ended up, because you know Arsenal fans would be going so hard. But I think it works out when the couple are actually like the same fans of the fans of the same team, because then it starts argument, and then maybe because I know like my aunt used to be like a Patriots fan, and then her husband hated the Patriots like everyone else, and then they would just be like, "No, Tom Brady," and then blah blah blah, and then, "No, he cheats," and. But it wasn't enough to break anybody up. It was just like that time where everybody was just what, like betting against each other.
Okay, like a house divided kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dre, you had any experiences with sports? Kind of. I have one. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys when I'm done my experience. Go ahead, Dre.
I mean, to me, it can make someone way more attractive if they're into sports. So if they into sports and they actually know what they're talking about, and they're not just like, "Oh, that person's good looking," or some nonsensical comment, like, you know, because it does a disservice to other women who are actually into sports if someone's making that airhead comment. But like, you know, it really, like, you know, there's a few of the best pundits that the guys love are the ones who know the most, like, you know, Joy Taylor or Kay Adams and people like that. They know their stuff. You know, Kay Adams busts everyone's ass on fantasy football as well. So if you've got, I mean, I don't know what it's like with Americans, but if you've got a woman who knows, probably might know more football about football than you, then that to me is like really attractive as a person. So a lot of guys.
Man, I don't know what you're talking.
He's looking for a homie.
I'm a challenge Dre right quick. All right. You got two tickets to the Knicks game in Madison Square Garden. You have a young lady that wants to go, obviously attracted to her, whatever the case may be. Yeah. And you guys go to the game because you invited her. She's like, "Okay, cool. It's Madison Square Garden." You don't know how much she knows about basketball. She knows a little bit, but all she is there is to be attracted to the crowd, see who the stars are, get drinks, and not really into the game. The game is close, and she's like, "Okay, how much longer?" That type of vibe. But you're still attracted to her. She's cool. Like, do right. you give her a pass because she went?
So the girl's not into sports?
She's not into sports. But you guys have great seats. She looks good.
You know what happens as well? I've seen it happen many a time, is that even if you're not into sports at the start, because if your other half is into it, like, usually, I'm just stereotypically, it's usually if the guy's like really into his sports and he's like into college team football and he's like an actual proper fan of his team and he goes, then the person dating him usually gets into it as well. That normally happens. I'll be very shocked. It just won't work. You'll be really enjoying the game and the person's clock watching and be like, "Oh, is it over yet?" It's just like, go home. You know, you're wasting the space there.
You give him a pass. I would take the young lady, make sure she has to, I'm not gonna take her again.
She's a very attractive woman.
I was put in that situation.
Bingo.
Actually. Oh,
what space? What happened?
A little bit. I got invited to a football game at the Hard Rock Stadium, Juventus.
What, for the Dolphins?
No, like soccer football.
Oh, American okay. Soccer.
And it was I don't know you I think their name is Juventus, right?
During yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, carry on.
Is that bad?
Carry on.
Okay. So basically, yeah, I was the airhead of the game.
You weren't clock watching. Was you trying to learn?
No, I was not trying to learn because soccer was his thing. And I'm just like, okay, I'll go. I've never been to a game before. It'll be something new. That's the reason I went, but I'm not a fan of soccer. And then I was like, I didn't even know what team I was supposed to go for, but I just ended up going for Juventus because they're black and gold and I had black and gold Nikes to match. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be the team I go for.
She is the quintessential example. What are you talking
about? So I went and it was a very cool game. And I was asking a lot of questions. Like when the game started, before it started, they go on the field and I guess they're kicking balls, like
practicing.
Like warming up.
And hey, so there you go.
I thought the game had already started and I didn't know. And I'm like, "Oh, they're still warming up." And he kind of gave me a look like, "No, this is the actual game." I was like, "Oh, okay." But anyways, for me, I didn't understand what was going on. But,
you're not into any sports?
The stadium, huh?
Are you not into any sports at all?
Nope, not at all. Not I tried. Olympics. That was my effort in trying to get into it because he liked it. That was my effort.
I had
a good attitude about it. I was just like, I wasn't like, what the hell am I here? Like, I tried to participate. I wore black and gold. Okay.
See, this is where she's going wrong. You see?
But if you dated a sports head, you could date a sports head like this, like these, especially when you get over 35, like this is ain't much to do.
I don't know if I'm learning anything from my mom is just at that time, that moment in time, just let the guys be, let them do their thing. That's something they enjoy, and that's it. I'll go do my own thing.
I respect that. That's what's up. My example was, well, this was when we were much younger. I was dating this young lady and I told her specifically, like I told my wife, between 1 and 7, don't call me on Sunday. You know, we got all week, you know, we talk all week, whatever, between 1 and 7, give me my space. And she didn't want to respect that. So I believe one time she called and my mom picked up and she was like, he watching football. I don't think he want to talk. And she called again and she just called it again. And I was like, I'm watching football. Like I told you don't call between 1 and 7. I was a bit pushy back then, you know, like she was. And then obviously she goes off. It's like, I'm more important than football. Don't you see that? Over? Click.
Dang. They say no. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Proper click. It was one, you know, you bit rude boy, and I was like, she must be tripping. You know, the Dolphins are playing. It's a good game, and I don't know. I'm definitely not listening to this.
I didn't know Dolphins had a good game.
Yeah, this was back in the day. As you see.
Way,
been around for a while.
They're good now. What everyone has to understand is that, like, is from a sports point of view, that's the first thing that you fall in love with. That's the first love of your life, your team. So therefore, like there's no comparison of what's more important. Like it could be your wedding day and you're going to plan your wedding around the season. You would, unless you are one of those, you know, mermaid tail wearing guys. You know, it's different. Like if you are one of them, then, you know, she'll pick a day and you just have to go along with him. But if you are a normal guy, then you would be like, you know, into your sports and you'd be picking your team. Picking your wedding around or whatever occasions around that. Or if you're invited to something, you would have it on your phone.
Well, that's probably why relationships ain't lasting nowadays. Because the guys are not wearing the mermaid tails.
You see?
maybe that's one reason. And moving into our next conversation, which was selected by Camney, why aren't relationships lasting in this generation? Obviously, I know a lot of people, especially in older generations, that have been doing it. They're going on 30, 40, 50 years, and it seems like a feat that they want to keep going on. And it just seems like in this generation, as soon as you probably get a little bad vibe, or be ready to go out the door. And I think Camney wanted to tackle this conversation. So go ahead, Mom, on the drop. Why are relationships not lasting in this generation?
Yeah, so I saw this posted on social media on topics, and you know, people basically giving like, you know, the stereotypical stuff like people cheating and all that. But I think it's more than that too, because I think like men and women now can establish their own independence. So it's not like you need anybody anymore. We have a choice to want you, not need you. So I think that kind of changes the standards and what the kind of effort that we want to put in a relationship. Because if I don't need you, then why am I going to keep you around? But you have to make me want you. So I think that's the difference between the need and the want. And I also think that wanting somebody makes a relationship last longer versus them needing you or you needing them, because mm-hmm. being needed also affects you negatively, like by somebody that you feel like that always needs you to do something or needs you for this, needs you for that, versus somebody who wants you and vice versa. So let me know what you guys think.
Can I jump in?
Dre? Yeah. Go ahead, Dre. Okay. Dre, go ahead.
No. Sorry, I go with the hot hand. Yeah, Camila is going to come in with some type of take. I want to see. You know, for no reason at all.
No, it's funny that you said the thing about the games and their wedding day, because I just feel like that's something that is affecting relationship is sacrifices. Like people are not willing to make the sacrifices they need to have a successful relationship too. So if you're put in a position where you have to choose I don't know, your Arsenal and West Brom game versus your wedding day. According to you, Dre, you're choosing the football game or the soccer game, right?
Yeah, all games.
Yeah, so I just think that's like, because Cammy's, like Cammy said, also like with the needs and the wants, but also like sacrifices. I feel like people are not, it's not, I feel like when people ask you to do something or something that you prefer, like sometimes it's about, you know, I mean, obviously you don't have to like bend to anybody, but I feel like you do have to compromise. And I feel like that's, in this generation, there's a lot of entitlement and there's not any compromise. Like, I worked this hard, I did this, and this is what I'm gonna get, and you have to like do what I want. Like, that's the attitude I feel like there.
And what do you bring to the table?
And what do you exactly?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
Dre,
yeah.
Okay, great take, Dre.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a societal problem now where people are, you know, ready to cancel people and not really try to work things out. So that's also in friendships and stuff like that too. So as soon as someone disagrees with someone or you have an argument, it's just like you're dead to them. And it's just like that whole, you know, culture has kind of seeped into relationships now where, you know, everyone, because everything's so, you know, on demand, you can press a button and everything's there for you. So it's like people got no patience and don't, have lost the art of diplomacy. We've lost the art of, hey, I want to do this, you want to do this, okay, can we meet in the middle somewhere? Or can if I have this, then I'll get you back this time, and you know, I've got an owe you one or something. Or sometimes it's like, you know, you should just be able to know when to just like what's important. Like everything can't be important. Like, if, you know, if you're like, especially during the pandemic, like you have to kind of know, hey, you know what, like, you know, this person's done this to annoy me, like they might put the toilet paper in the wrong way, like, and that's something some people quite hate. But it's like, you gotta think like, okay, is this worth an argument? So like, if everything is worth an argument, then it just becomes like a battle, and then before you know it, you're in something, you're in like a point scoring thing. So when there's a discussion, it's like, oh well, 2 months ago you did this, and yet the person's looking at you like, how are you remembering this stuff? But it's like, I thought we saw, or we went past this stuff, you know. So I think that's part of the problem, is communication. One, people are afraid to or don't know how to communicate their feelings. This it's just text world. And then two, patience. People don't have that anymore. And then three, it's the disposable nature, cancel culture of people, where people don't have any form of value to other human beings. If we have an argument, I'm going to try to figure it out and I'll hang in there. So if you need space, cool. It doesn't mean that I don't want to speak to you ever again. It just means that we might need space from that situation and we'll get past it, because time heals wounds. And then we'll get back together again. But it's like, everything has to be now or you're dead. And it's just like, it's a problem of the world. That's why.
That's entitlement. Yeah. Like, and another thing too, like what I got from you, Dre, is like, you have to choose your battles wisely in any relationship, period. Like, you can't be picking every little bad thing that happens. Like, that's...
I hear you guys made some nice pointed conversations.
Build people up, man. Build people up.
Yeah, felt like I was in a college town hall meeting by y'all answers, man. So I'm going to go ahead and be the thug and be like, it's all about the DM, man. That's what it is. This is why relationships ain't popping today, man. It's all about the DM, man. You can slide in. You could be pissed off. You could date somebody today and be like, man, you pissing me off, man. I'm going to just go to the mall right quick. Swipe up, slide in. You might 3 or 4 for the night, just see which fish going to catch the bait, you know? And then I'm going to see if that's going to work out. And because that mentality happens, people think that they always got a shot. And who don't love the nice, fresh feeling of the new relationship, you know, of the unknown of and people are loving to stay in that particular zone. And of course, like back to what Dre is saying, you don't want to deal with the tough times. So as soon as that honeymoon phase is over and you see that the person don't bathe for 2 days, maybe, or they don't, or maybe you really see in the back of their teeth, you know, or something like that, or maybe something.
Or their wig scalp, like lots of all things.
Or they wig scalp, or maybe you spend the night and you can't. And you can't stand the smell of plastic or something like that, or the lady realized that the dude the dude got a bunch of Bengay in the bathroom, and, not Bengay, Beijing in the bathroom, and, you just wondering what the hell going on. And after that, you just realize that the fun was good because he DM'd you. It feels good. This person, you look at the pictures on there. Everything looks amazing. You know, everybody got
Bro, are you saying that there's, are you saying there's too much accessibility and not enough exclusivity? That's what it sounded like to me you were saying. And that's true.
And the reason why I'm saying that, to Dre's point, is this is a microwave society. If we were doing that with the internet, with whether it's this particular app, whether it's the food apps and so on and so forth, the same thing gonna happen with relationships, you know, in this particular generation. I think that it just takes a little, it's gonna be a little bit harder because before you didn't have the access before. So you can kind of say that's why a lot of people stayed together. A lot of things were community-based. You met the girl at the local gym or whatnot. You in this 5-mile radius, you guys don't really leave out of it. But with this app, I could meet some chick in New York tomorrow, you know, and start a relationship, Canada, UK, Jamaica, wherever around the world. And if you don't have the person, this is when you're going to know if people are really people. Some people are not going to be in relationships because they're not built for it, you know. And then those that are built for relationships and want to give to others and need others to give to them, they're going to start realizing that they're the ones that obviously need to be together. And hopefully, you know, that particular happens. But I do feel that we are in this particular rut of people wanting to be in a relationship but don't know how to get past the muck, get past the fantasy phase and the honeymoon phase and deal with the real mud and murk of being with someone. And I think a lot of people don't want to do that because, and again, back to social media, when you go back to it, I'm the one who's going to deal with a social media point. Everything looks great, you know? And couple goals, all of that.
Until they break up. They just look good.
I must be the only one that that kind of hates a new relationship because you have to start like getting comfortable and then going on dates, going out of your way.
Yeah, but
I just want to get to the point where I could just like pass gas freely. Like, that's just why
I'm really just looking beyond that part.
That's just where I want to be.
I don't know where we're going with this. You kind of put me off on my point. But you know what I was gonna say? This is like, it's kind of difficult. And to Chris's point about social media, so I'm still trying to forget what community is. I think, you know what, it's kind of difficult for. One,
probably why she's single now.
Like, exactly. She did it too early, man. Woo! I gotta find out what.
How come you're not texting me back? How come I ain't seen your text in a while?
Second date, she do that in the car.
We were so good. What happened?
You know what is the thing? Is that one is, you know, before social media, like,
it wasn't really that massively, bad, yo.
Look at it's disgusting. You see this? I'm trying to move past this. No, one.
I'm sorry, it was the tacos, man. I had Taco Bell.
No, we gonna have that for next week. Next week we gonna have that. That's right at his
point.
That's for sure. you have to ask yourself, like, what? How long do you have to wait till you do? Anyway, like
wait, is it 5 months? I don't know.
5 months? Nah, man, nah.
So wait, so Camille, hold on, Dre, stop. Wait.
Nah.
So the first couple of weeks, the first couple of days, you're like holding that shit in. You're like, oh shit, man, please.
Okay,
go.
First of all, I don't walk around gassy, but when I want to just pass it, I just want to be free and comfortable to do it. Okay, now let's change the subject, Dre. What were you saying?
I am horrified.
Okay, go ahead, Dre. I'm gonna mute myself because goddamn.
You're supposed to hold that in until you're uncomfortable. Like, you gotta go home. I'm saying that because of social media, one, you have basically you are always aware of your of other people being, you know, you being other people's type. So therefore, like, if you're, you know, before you would be like, okay, I met this girl and oh my god, she's amazing, da, 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 like, I'm lucky to have her, cool. But if you got, let's say you got like over 30,000 followers, or even you got 10,000 followers of people saying, hey, we think you're great, and they're active with you, not bought, they're active with you. And they're like, oh, I think you're great. I love your style. This is really cool. Click, click, click. And you're getting like several thousand likes. If you, that person is dogging on you and telling you or not giving you the love and attention that you normally would want, then at some point you're going to be like, hey, I don't need to, you know, be around you all the time because I'm attracted to other people.
That's right. That's you know what you're celebrating.
Exactly. So if people know their value all the time, they know their stock is high at all times, then therefore people are not going to put up with stupid shit anymore. Because how many, on the other side of it, like we can say, because I'm a big proponent on marriages and things like that. Because I think that, like, that's a nice challenge for you as a couple to really have. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm out, bounce, because your ass is legally tied together. You got to make that actual solid commitment before and a decision to be with that person for the rest of your life legally, because you can't do shit without them. Now, the thing is that if, sorry, you know, it's Camilla's thing is just still stuck
what
in my head.
Hell, man, you were doing so good.
I'm done with my point.
I hate you guys.
No, that was amazing.
I was purposely trying not to look at the screen. I was talking elsewhere because I didn't want.
I'm happy that she's comfortable enough to be on
I absolutely love it.
You know what I'm saying? Be herself and, you know what I'm saying? Because we're a family here. I just thought that was pretty funny. You know, I mean? I agree with her.
She can do it out on a night out now.
What did you say?
You're gonna do it on a night out now.
Who said I have done it already? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, if I'm not kidding, you didn't know because obviously it's not Simelli. Because
what's wrong with Derek? Look at him. Look, he's stuck now.
I guess he's frozen.
Yeah,
it's
I think
so
he's
funny.
Frozen.
It's a funny photo.
You might as well go into your appointment. His laptop just died.
Oh, his laptop. He said his laptop died.
Yeah.
Really? Right, where's the charger?
You going with your appointment.
Okay. Well, me? I wanted to jump into the next subject because what you were talking about.
Yeah, you're up next. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to wait.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. So basically the next
topic. We can get started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The next topic is, are you single until you're married? So based on what Dre was saying, and I think it was Genesis, based on what you and Genesis were saying, because of accessibility and because you know who you are and you go where you need to be celebrated, technically you are single until you're married then, right?
I mean, you've asked. I'll let Kamini, because Kamini hasn't spoken in a while. So, go for it.
Well, when you go to the doctor for the first time and you got to fill out that medical application, first patient, new patient thing, they ask you, are you married or single? And if you don't check married, then you says that you're single. So according to the law, if you're not married, you are single from a law perspective. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get like your job benefits, like your insurance, unless you're married. That person can't get the benefits unless you are married. So it's as if you're single, and anything else that you would otherwise get as a married couple.
Legally, yeah.
Legally. But does that mean that people should, I don't know, does that give you kind of the ammunition to disrespect your relationship because you're not married? If you are in a serious relationship, are you going around acting like you're single? Is that what that post is trying to say? Is that what they mean? That gives me the freedom to do whatever I want, kind of thing.
I have like two sides.
Because I don't agree with that.
For me, yeah. I feel like, okay, like I want that old school love. Like I want that love that lasts, that my moms and uncles and my parents have. Like there is no divorce. But then I always remind myself that did not come without any baggage. That didn't come without any hurt and pain. There was some shit that my parents went through, my aunts and uncles went through, that if that happened to us, we would not be putting up with it. Like, we would be single. So I just have to remind myself, exactly. like, that thing too. But then although I want that old school love, like I've also been in a position where I was in a relationship, and being in that relationship, like I was blocking what I felt like were other blessings, like other guys that were a lot better, you know, because I was in a relationship and I'm over here trying to be faithful. And then there's like this other guy trying to get at me and I'm like turning him down. And I just feel like had I had that mentality that I was single until I'm married, I could have went on that date and see what else was out there too, you know, explore my options. And I have a cousin that does that. Like she's single. She knows a lot of guys. She goes out on a lot of dates and they know what is up and she doesn't get hurt. I mean, she has freedom to do what she wants to do. So I feel like there's benefits to it too. But just knowing me though, for sure I will... Even if I'm not married, like for sure, I'm not a cheater. So I would have to stay faithful. I'll try to be a heartbreaker, but I'm really not. Unless you try to, I'll break up with you before I cheat on you, though. Like that much I'll do.
I think that it you know, you touched on it a little while ago, which when I lost my point. And you know, one of the things that I was going to say is that, you know, people think that, oh, they look back in yesteryear and say, okay, well, they had it right because people used to stay together for longer periods of time. But obviously things were different then. So things were yesteryear where you would stay together because you didn't think you could get any better, or, you know, some people stay in really, like verbally or physically abusive relationships because they're married, or just unhappy relationships. I mean, we grew up, all of us collectively have grown up with around people, you know, it doesn't have to be our parents, but like it'd be their friends or your uncles or aunts or whatever, who you think, why are you two together? Like, you know, because they don't seem to be able to can stand each other. So it's like, is it maybe because back then it's like financially they couldn't have actually afford to be able to start again, where I think it's obviously easier for people to be able to do it now. So I think that's a way of looking at things where people are a bit more free to be able to choose what they want. But again, we come back to it again, where it's like social media and these apps, and then obviously all the marketing towards like a free single life, because obviously people spend a lot more money when they're single rather than when they're together, you know, on various different products. So it's just like you're always... FOMO is always promoted. I don't know if you guys got that over there. It's definitely, you know, maybe I'm hoping it's not an English term, but yeah, FOMO is something where people feel that they're always missing out on doing stuff, and oh, I'm missing out on that party, or I'm missing out on my life, I'm missing out on the guys' holidays and all that stuff. So there's maybe people are maturing less. So I feel that, you know, we're in a situation where if people feel... I don't know if you can, you're, when you're committed to someone, you've been in a relationship for a long period of time, but I don't know, everyone's mark is different. So I don't know when you can say, all right, okay, officially you can't hang out with other people. Doesn't mean you're going to have sex, but it's like, can you not hang out with people if you been with dating a girl for 3 weeks? Like, does that mean ethically you're no longer allowed to be able to see other people and not allowed to hang out with other people? I mean, I don't know.
If you're dating to get married, that's different. Well, but if you're dating to have fun, then you go do what you want to do, right?
But how long does what is right. The earmarks? So let's say you're dating now, you're dating a guy and you've been together for a month. Like, you know, you've been dating for a month. Like, is he expected not to be? Do you have a conversation to say you've seen anyone else? Or when does that conversation happen?
I don't know. I feel like after a month, I would still keep my options open. I mean, just based on past experiences, like, I would.
Yeah. Genesis, are you single until you marry?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! I tell everybody that, man, you single until you married. I know a lot of people don't have the concepts in terms of, now there's different things in terms of respecting your relationship and so on and so forth, but until I make you my fiance, we single. Now, what single means can vary, mm-hmm. you know, whether I can see other people while I'm exclusively dating you, or am I gonna sneak out and be interested in other people? And I'm saying, this is my theory. If you can do it without getting caught, and causing any trouble in your own particular relationship or situation, go ahead. Because how in the world are you going to see what the fish is in the sea if you're not testing all the fish? How does that work? Like,
you just
have to know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Am I advocating for cheating? No. And breaking hearts? No. But that's what happens in that process, yo. If I am dating you and we are together because it was cool in the beginning and I seen certain changes, let's be human. People say you should just end it. Yeah, that shit don't always work because I like her cooking. God damn it.
So what you're saying, if I get this right, that it could be divine intervention and we must not stop God.
Yes!
Right?
Yeah, of course!
Okay. Because God should be sending us a blessing, a better person.
Yes. Exactly. That's a real thing, though.
I heard say somebody's heart
might
Humans get hurt. Somebody's heart might get broken. They might hate you. But that's it. You get over it. You move on. Oh, man. Yeah, he wasn't so and so. Now, there are decent ways. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell you how it happened to me. Someone broke up with me because, like, I guess the relationship was getting stale. We were cool. We were good friends. But it was getting like we were outgrowing each other kind of sort of, right? And she was G enough to call me and be like, hey, I think we should, you know what I'm saying, call it quits. I kind of been feeling someone that when I go to the gym. She hadn't slept with him or whatever the case. I mean, that's what she told me. But she respectfully told me, she's like, and I had to be like, you know what? I think you're right. You know, but she started liking somebody else. Somebody attracted her. But she did it in a very G way. She could have cheated. She could have been like, well, I'm going to hold on to him. I don't know how to do it. But she was what we would quintessentially want everyone to do and be like, you know what? I think I found something that's given to me. Our relationship is so-and-so. And you kind of know when your relationship is fading, you know what I'm saying? Or on the rocks or, you know, whatever the case may be. And that's what happened. And I actually respected it. Yeah, it was tough. It hurt after a while because you realize that your pride sets in and someone actually left you. But like I said, feelings get hurt. People move on. And you know what I'm saying? That's how the game
Except goes. For you, Genesis, because you said you're keeping her around for the cooking.
I'm just saying in the transition part. In the transition part, while if I know, because that's what men do. Men aren't going to really leave their nest unless the other nest is the same. You know, like, we're not just going to...
Unless the grass is greener.
Yeah, unless the grass is actually greener, you know what I mean?
Like, I disagree, bro. Women do
that. The grass is never greener, right?
That's my philosophy. I don't know what idiot guys do, but me, I try to make sure I finagle the situation enough that if I do when and choose to leave my current situation, my next situation...
Transition.
I've never quit my job before I had another one. You know, like, that's just my theory.
Because stereotype with guys.
But like, you're not leaving for the 20%. Like 80% so normally, for the 20%.
Normally guys would actually just jump and leave. And be like, after they've left, then they're like, oh man, I'm used to these home comforts. Like, oh, what are we gonna have for breakfast? Or what are we eating for dinner? Or all of these things that they're used to having, and then the person that they've left them for, like, usually can't cook or doesn't clean the house or doesn't look after themselves and stuff like that, and then the guy regrets it.
I've only dated like great girls, but obviously the relationship didn't work out. I don't know about dealing with bum chicks. I don't know what that is like. I've always picked them good. I've always had solid women. It just didn't work out. So you had to now be like, yo, this one was solid, didn't work out, I can't go down. So I've always had to upgrade in terms of like who it is that I was dealing with. That, and that's a pressure for me, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted and had to deal with, you know. And so when I talk, I'm not dealing with people that make dumb decisions like that downgrade and stuff like that and make the situation worse. I can't really speak to them. Like, I don't know what that conversation is like. So to Cammy's point, and so she asked me a question, said, do you leave the 80 and go for the 20? I think that's more of a question for marriage, you know, in terms of like when you're dating, 80s become 20s, 20s become 80s, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
But what if you're in like, okay, but that's the difference. So, but that's what we're trying to gauge. Like, okay, so you are, no matter how long you've been in a relationship, you're still single, even though you're not married. Yeah, or do you respect that relationship, or is it just like a timely thing that Dre was talking about when you had came in back from your laptop? He was talking about, is there a time, like, I mean, is it after a month, then you, like, you, are you still, like, Camille's like, yeah, after a month, I'd still probably be open to dating other people. I think a month is kind of too early, like, too early not to keep dating, like, I think, no, like, I think a, 2 years.
But
like I said,
yeah, 2 years.
Like I said, there's a way to do it. I do think in the beginning, like let's say me and start dating, right? And I really like her. Like my attention is on her because there's ways things happen. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, right. You know if someone likes you by the effort and the and especially if that's your love language and so on. And people that actually don't make effort down the road make effort at the beginning. Everyone does. Like you know what I'm saying? It's the reason why you end up on dates and going out and. All these particular things, people are making effort. So what I'm saying is, if we both know that, I think it's on, this is why I say I only speak for G men, it's on the man to be like, hey man, I want to date you exclusively. You see what I'm saying? Because I like what I have right now. This is, let's say he feels that after a month, 2 months of really kicking it in different scenarios, take you to the game, take you to the club, take you to dinner, you know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. And we've had a great time. We've been in certain situations and she reacts well. In my head, I'm like, yo, I might want to feel, and if I feel like I want a relationship, that's the next thing. You don't have to force into one if you know that you can deliver also. Cause I think it's two-way street. I can't just be like, oh, she's nice, but can I also keep up with what she wants also? You know, I think it's a two-way street. And I think when I feel when the man is ready to make those decisions, it makes the relationship much better. You know, in terms of like moving forward, if we just on this, well, I don't know what we are, and it's a situationship, and he ain't really tell me, and all this up in the air stuff. If it's up in the air, it's done. It's over, and everybody has a branch to pull, and no one knows what the hell going on. You know, for real. As much as the feelings are there, as much as we flirt, as much as you know, what I'm saying, I tell you what I want, and all these particular things. If I don't say, hey, Camellia, man, I really think that you and I rocking moving forward would be great. I think we should be exclusive. And if that conversation doesn't happen, everyone is just up in the air.
Exactly.
And I think those
true.
Are
that's I where agree. This
particular generation kind of fails, because from there, then you could know she knows where her boundaries are. He knows where his boundaries are. And then we date. Now, after we date and we are exclusive, if certain things aren't going the way I want them for the next step, that's when, you know, it might fall off and tail off, and you might invite other particular requests that you wouldn't have before. But I'm not one for it, as I'm trying to really get to know someone and I want a relationship, be inviting other requests and lying and cheating, and obviously because you can't build from that. But if I know that it's kind of over and this ain't really flexing, then maybe I would entertain some requests, and that's true.
Right.
I feel like too, sometimes the universe can just put certain people in your lives and you'll know whether they're the one or not the one. Like,
oh, 100.
Worth being single or worth being in a solid relationship too. So
I almost think about I think about a solid, y'all could probably help me on this, a solid 75% of relationships are cheated out of. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I believe that's true.
For real talk. Like, A, it was kind of over. I didn't really want to break your heart, but I'm attracted to this person. We ain't really flexing, and I did it, and you kind of find out. Like that's the, like, I still like her cooking. So until, like, there's a real break, like, dudes are still kind of, like, be in and stuff like that and stuff, like, you know? So that's being real. So so I think about 75% of relationships are cheated out of, y'all. I don't know if y'all want to fight me on that. Maybe it's higher. I don't know if y'all
agree. You're probably right. I'm not even going to argue with that. You're probably right.
I agree, yeah.
Well, that was a great conversation. I'm glad to be back. My laptop just died on me as I was killing Camellia. See, that's karma right there. You know.
Thank God. Karma. Thank you, God, for that.
My laptop ended up farting on me, you know what I'm saying? And taking me out, but I'm glad to be back. And we going out on this one. So just to wrap it up, it's been a great show. We spoke about relationships, sports, how it all intermingled. You know what I'm saying? Are you single till you're married? You know, that was pretty spicy. And right now, I just want to see what Dre has to say. His topic is stars giving out misinformation and gossip. Do they have a responsibility to just do their craft or make sure that when they actually try to spit about social events, that is actually facts? Dr. Dre, you can take this one, Professor.
Right. So this came across my attention today. And obviously, she's not the only person or only celebrity that's doing this. But, it's just obviously this is the most recent thing that's happened. So Nicki Minaj has decided to, put out a tweet saying, effectively, and I quote, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl has called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision not being bullied." Now, that grabbed a few people's attention, but mainly Joy Reid. From MSNBC. And so effectively she disagreed in it, and she actually said, and quote, "For you to use your platform to encourage our community not to protect themselves and save their lives, as a fan, I'm so sad you did that." And then obviously, I won't go back into the to and fro with Nicki Minaj coming back at her because she just couldn't argue with everyone every single day. But what that grabbed my attention, because I just thought it's like vastly irresponsible for Nicki Minaj to be able to give out, like, pretty much that comes across, and I hope you guys agree, as gossip. That wasn't anything that was factual. There wasn't like, I've read this report from CDC and this, they say this, so this makes me worried about taking the vaccine. Obviously, it's a polarizing subject. Everyone unifiedly wants the world to go back to how it was, prior, where you could go where you wanted to go and travel where you wanted to travel and eat where you want to eat and go, and the clubs are open and the bars are open and the restaurants are open and people are not losing jobs and so forth. So there's a two sides effectively now. It's like, the anti-vaccines and the people who are vaccinated because they want the world to get back to normal, and they're thinking considerately of other people. But that being said, there is a peer pressure, or there's pressure for those who are in the in-between stages of making a decision, who aren't misled by WhatsApp information or Facebook information, and they are just scared, or they're just, a bit, and they just want to wait and see what's going on before they actually make their decision to be able to take the vaccine. I feel it's irresponsible for someone like Nicki Minaj, who has an influence over people. So at the end of the day, she's not a role model. She's not in charge of anyone. She's an adult, and she's responsible for her own actions, and anyone else who follows her are responsible for their own. However, there are people who are very, very influenced by their favorite rapper, star, actor, whatever. Do you guys feel that with the information I've just given you, just based on just what she did, do you feel that was responsible or irresponsible?
I think that was pretty irresponsible. I'm not saying that celebrities have a responsibility to use their platform to speak on something, because they obviously don't have to do it. Like, they're not your parents. Like, you should be talking to your parents or what have you. I don't know who, but definitely not a celebrity. That's not their responsibility. However, in this sensitive situation, I just feel like that was just, she just incited fear. Like, that should, if you don't fully understand the science behind it, then just don't speak about it. Like, that's what she did. That's what she did. She incited fear. She knows there's going to be anti-vaxxers out there talking a lot of crap, not understanding the science, not realizing that vaccines is just like a medicine, and every medicine has a side effect, and it's going to affect people differently. Like, if you're going to speak on somebody who she probably doesn't even know, her cousin's friend, like whoever it was, like, if you're going to speak on that, also just put a disclaimer out, like, by the way, this also affects people differently, this is not necessarily going to happen to you. I'm not saying that it does not happen, but like, why are you even spreading news like that if it's like not even somebody you even know? And that wife that left her husband, like, or left her to be husband, like, that was pretty
okay for me. Okay, well, for me, it was like, you ever hear how your aunties talk to each other? That's what she posted. So your auntie's like, me here, stay. So-and-so was to get married, but him kept the vaccine in and testicles swell up and she left him. She not gonna marry. And that's what it was. Like some stupidness that you hear your family tell you that nothing, it probably had nothing to do with the vaccine. Dude was probably on some unhealthy already, had some kind of other problem, had nothing to do with the vaccine. It's like a gossip thing. And she like posted it like it was legit. So she made it seem like it was something legitimate when it was like some sus thing that was going on in your family that we didn't even need to know about. Yes. It wasn't even serious enough. And that's what was annoying about it, was like, you really took time out of your day to put your family's business out there, which was stupid, which your family sounds real retarded, in my opinion. Sorry, I know retarded is not a good word anymore, but it was just so stupid. Like, you made yourself and your family, like, you just look dumb. Like, and no, a celebrity, like, you have a platform and you have money, so that comes with responsibility. I agree. You know, we're not saying that they need to be censored and always watch what they say, but part of you getting, being rich and being famous is you have some sense of responsibility to people as well. Like, and if you want to use it for saying some little gossip in your family and and it sways how people are feeling about the vaccine, that it was stupid. And what for me was how hard they went at each other. Joy Reid and Nicki Minaj, like Joy Reid on TV, like she was going at her pretty hard. And I'm like, why? And then Nicki Minaj with the, what did she call her? Like a Uncle Tom version, like I'm like, why y'all gotta go at each other like this? Yeah. It's so stupid over your dumb cousin.
It's just so dumb. Before Chris comes in, I understand if you are, you know, from Nicki Minaj's point of view, like, you know, you feel that you'll be misquoted. But even if she actually just quoted exactly what I did, what you said to me was stupid. If I'm being polite, that's the most polite thing I can say about it. We're in a situation where the people from your own community are dying at a rapid rate of this disease, and it's just like, well, why put any doubt in that? You know, you should actually be encouraging people to be able to protect themselves. Now, again, I have many friends who haven't had it yet. And I don't put pressure on them, and I don't scorn them. I don't, shame them in any form of way. If they ask me a question, I give them the right information, the correct information, and I leave them to be able to make the decision. And I think that's what people should do. Both sides, you know. Joy Taylor. This is on my mind. Joy, if Joy Reid is using her platform, which is obviously the television, to be able to come at Nicki Minaj, I understand it. I haven't seen it, to be honest with you. I understand her fighting against the nonsensical misinformation that's going out. Because her doing that and Trump doing what he did is no difference. You know, same effect. Chris, I'll let you take it from there, bro.
This is where I gotta, to a degree, defend Nicki Minaj in this particular case, because Nicki Minaj, on a daily basis, talks to her fans, you know what I'm saying? She talks to her fans, she tweets out a lot. So I think a lot of this is in conversation, because prior to this particular message, Nicki Minaj has tweets talking to her fans, talking about, I definitely recommend you guys get the vaccine and so on and so forth. And she's just in a very polite way in these tweets seem to be saying, hey, everybody just kind of do what you have to do for you. You know what I'm saying? So in terms of the tweet that's incited everyone about her cousin's testicles, obviously the tweet was framed in a way that was formed to say that after getting the vaccine, this was the effects of the vaccine, you know? She says, so she was like telling people, just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision. Don't be bullied. I don't know how that turns into, especially the end part. You know, I know it's probably inciting a fact that possibly this person did this, but again, as a not being a public official, how she did it, I don't see her inciting her people to not take it. I think she's still saying, hey, just like she said in another tweet, I think you should take it because, A, you need to work, you need to go here, you need to go do those particular things, and you got to feed your families, and this is the responsible thing to do. She's also saying, and we don't know if it's fact or fiction, whether or not the cousin actually got it from the vaccine. We don't know. Okay. We don't know. I'm just saying she framed it in a way that it did. Like, so
but I isn't that isn't that scaremongering? Right. That just if we're just basing
yeah, it, and I think like, it don't.
I'm not pre.
But I think, but I, but how much is fear mongering? But I am just going with the fact of someone having a relationship with their fans in this social right. space, and possibly just being honest, like they have been with other things when they right. said.
But if you're being honest and you're saying those things, you're saying in conversation, then you could say frame it, and you could be being responsible. Is like, look, I don't know if this is true or not true, and it shouldn't affect your decision. In your decision to be able to take the vaccine or not, what you've done is you've scaremongered first of all, and then you've tried to take it back. Now that Joy Reid is shaming you on television, just judging from that personal tweet, I don't see that in any form of way with her young friends that she's got as being responsible.
If she wants to tweet about it,
I never said it was. I am not fighting a point on responsibility or not. I am just saying.
I think in her responsibility, where the disconnect is like, okay, you made a point. No, because you're talking about how, because you're educated and you know how to read, right, Genesis? And you said that it was framed in a way, but the way you took the ending was that you knew not to get offended because you know how to read. Now let's talk about the rest of America who just would take it the opposite way, which is majority of like, oh no, you know, it caused this. You know what I mean? That it will, my testicles are going to swell and now I can't stand up or whatever. Yeah,
if you're going to talk about the side effects.
But you are educated, but America is not that way. And let me tell you something, because Prince Donald posted something that said, oh, men over 30 that don't have kids are a red flag. And then nobody watched the video. They just read the title of the video and everybody's like, that is offensive. This and that. And he's like, exactly my point. Did you watch the video? And that's what, that is what Americans do. We don't research.
We
don't know how to read between the lines. We don't infer. And that is a responsibility she has.
And if you're gonna tweet, about the side effects of taking the vaccine, like also tweet about what happens and the side effects of when you actually get COVID too, because you can have a swollen testicle.
Yeah, which if it's true, like if you have swollen testicles as well.
Yeah, you can get that from COVID too. Like, and you can also go bald from COVID. Mm-hmm. You can lose your smell and your taste and not enjoy food, which is my only pleasure right now. So,
there's way worse stuff.
I'm just saying, I don't think this, for me, this don't fall, for me, as somebody that's educated and yes, yeah, I could read and all those particular, I don't think this.
You know falls, how to read.
But yes. I'm just saying, I don't think this falls under the scale of particular, like, fear. When I read it, I was like, if that
Trump did the same thing,
in my head, I was like, damn, that's tough, man. That would make me not take the vaccine.
Yeah, but if Trump did the same exact thing, which Trump has several times.
Because, Trump is a fear mongerer. It's a big difference.
But what I'm saying is that
she's not a fear monger.
But if we're I'm not talking about whatever she's done in the past. She could have been like giving out 10 messages saying take the vaccine. If you just I'm just doing it by this one capsule information that she put out to several million people that follow her. I think it is vastly irresponsible because what it is that if you are scared and you're generally on the fence, we all know people that are on the fence and thinking about doing it. Probably going to be forced to doing it because of work situations and so forth, but they're scared and they just generally are. Like, those are the people I feel sorry for. People are just like,
if you're medical advice, if we want to have another conversation about the craziness or the dumbness in America, but if you're taking your medical advice from Nicki Minaj, I think that's a whole nother. You should be well, there we got a bunch, and that's not how all that everything that everybody say on social media that they believe people gonna be like, yo, you
they
should
do take it seriously, doesn't want to get the vaccine,
Chris, you and I have, in particular, have like, you know, several, you know, tens of thousands of people who follow us on social media. We have a responsibility. We are nowhere near the stratosphere of what Nicki Minaj has as followers, as Barb's. I feel for the people that follow me, a responsibility to make sure that I give out right information. If I don't know, then I don't say. And I think it's for other people, for other adults to be able to make.
But what didn't clear she? What didn't she know that she said? She said, "My cousin isn't taking the vaccine."
That's gossip, bro. That's gossip. She doesn't know.
How she know the vaccine causes swollen balls? How she know that?
Maybe she privy to that.
How did that cousin know that the vaccine causes balls to swell? And did he even take the vaccine?
And we don't have no proof of that. Is it permanent? Because did that potential wife lose out on a good husband? Because
there's no difference.
I think she would.
Or did he get an STD? We don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying she. Even if she, I'm just saying, even if you could call it irresponsible, if she made a mistake on how she said it or what she said or whatever the case may, I don't think at the end of the day she was like, "Don't take the vaccine." If you want to read between the lines and be like, "Oh shit, she's fear mongering," she right here saying that. But that we shouldn't take it or whatever. You want to read deep into it and make it that she's telling
the
you.
The fear-mongering part for me is the prey on it.
Yeah, but if you just like, if you just talk and you just say stuff and you don't think, you don't want, like, you know, there might not have been any coded messages in between it. She might have just been talking because she just wants attention on that particular time on Twitter. Now, at the end of the day, is that you're saying gossip and rumor that you don't know that it's factually correct.
Now you don't know, she don't know it's that.
How does she know?
How do you know that she don't know it's fact? She said it's her cousin's
fact. She don't think it's fact, but she told me to pray on something that there's already scientific evidence of.
I cannot believe that a gossipy, just read the message that she put out. That is a gossipy message that was put out. My friend's cousin or my cousin
in Trinidad won't take the vaccine.
It's her cousin.
Because his friend got it and became impotent.
Right, so if my her cousin's friend, I just stopped there.
Like, okay,
I'm fighting the fact that we're putting Nicki Minaj on this medical pedestal, and I'm like,
look what resonated with the people, that particular tweet, not her tweet saying like, "I think I'm gonna get the vaccine. Oh, I think Drake got it."
Oh,
and
if you know, you have
let's be real. This wouldn't be a story if Joy didn't wake up in the morning and bust her ass in the morning. This wouldn't have been no big story if Joy didn't take her time and bring her on TV. Let's not make it sound like Nicki Minaj tweeted something, because this chick says something about it and she
Minaj, we're only discussing it because of that, but Nicki Minaj has people of influence that are highly influenced by her on her platform, reading her messages, and would defend her to the hill. So therefore, if she doesn't want to take the vaccine, or if she's intimating that it's not cool to take the vaccine, or she hasn't taken it for whatever reason, then, and she promotes that she's not taking it, then they won't take it too. You have a responsibility. If you have people following you, you have a responsibility. It doesn't mean you have to be a medical professional. You have a responsibility as an adult who is influential over children. And if you're influential over potentially vulnerable children and vulnerable adults, and also in the community that you've got where people are dying, thousands of people are dying, and we are more affected than any other race, then why are you giving out that type of information? Let the CDC or let the doctors, let the medical officials give out that information. You cannot give out gossip, and you cannot hold her to any lower standard than you would if it was Trump. Trump did that.
What? Are you serious? Are you supposed to hold him to the same standard? You got to be kidding me, man. He the president of the United States. You hold Nicki Minaj and the president to the same standard? No,
I'm talking about now. I'm talking about now.
Influence-wise.
I'm talking about now. Right now. Right now, every person who's on that platform who has followers has a responsibility to give the correct information. You can give your opinion, and that's cool. But at the end of the day, you have to make it clear that it's your opinion. You can't give out something that is gossip as fact. And that's wrong.
Final thing, too, is like, Genesis, common sense is no, we should not take medical advice from rapper Nicki Minaj. But unfortunately, people don't think like us and they don't exercise that discernment.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now, if it's Dr. Dre,
that is the first thing. Another thing is what it's doing, what is so annoying about the pandemic, the vaccine, this whole COVID situation, is that it's been politicized because of of social media when science should and politics should not mix? Why is it everybody having the platform to tell us what to do and their opinions on something, and it's not based on facts? There's so much misinformation and disinformation out there because something like this has returned political. Here in America, it's Democrats versus Republicans on how they would handle the pandemic and who's getting vaccines. Somehow, Republicans don't want to get vaccinated. I don't know why. And anti-maskers is now falling under the term Republican, which may not be true. It's just like, it's science. I don't know why this politics mix and it's politicizing it. That's what she did. Again, it doesn't help to politicize it.
But Kamini, the thing is that they have been vaccinated. These people actually giving out this disinformation, especially from the Republican side, have actually been vaccinated.
Yep.
And that makes it evil to me that you're telling people not to do it, even though you have done it yourself. Mm-hmm. That is wrong. I don't understand that. So I don't know whether she's done it or not, but I'm going to hold, everyone should be held to the same standard.
Like, it adds more fuel to the fire, like the whole politicizing this thing. It's like before, you know, we used to believe in like science and medication and vaccines for like hundreds of years. That's why we don't have to deal with polio the way we do, tuberculosis and those things. And now all of a sudden it's somebody's friggin' balls are swollen. Like, I'm just tired of it. Like, I don't want to, I'm annoyed. It's just like too political. Everybody got a damn opinion on it. And for some reason, everybody with the influence is retarded.
Over this pandemic, okay?
Me too, okay? You probably don't need to be breathing. You probably don't need to be breathing.
The risk, okay?
Okay.
Y'all don't have to worry about
that's my whole thing. Is I'm just
y'all don't have to worry about swollen balls. That's why y'all be all right, fine, you know? You know? if you're a gossip that it make it to
the with the swollen ball situation, we don't have to worry about women in Texas trying to get an abortion and getting in trouble for it.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation.
Exactly.
Dre's
so there you go.
We had an amazing show today. Oh man, I have, of course, Jensine, who's not here, Camellia, Kamini, Dre. I'm DJ Genesis. This is The Drop. We will see you when we get back at it. We out. Peace.